great.
So on this Monday, October 22nd, 2018, time 7 o'clock sharp, you're listening to The Rilla Radio Show, putting independent music into listeners' ears. A Rilla countdown to Christmas continues today, 63 days until Christmas. First things first, we'll cover our featured artists every week and play the Rilla featured track of the week. Second, we'll cover our weather, sports, and the Rilla local news. Next, we're going to go over our six topics of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's today's Rilla Topics of the Day. First, we have the Rilla Opinion of the Day.
After that, be the Rilla Member of the Day.
Third, we have the Rilla Ridiculous Story of the Day.
And after that, be the Rilla Chump of the Day.
And next, well, last, we have the Rilla Scary Story of the Day. We want to thank all of our Rilla listeners today for tuning in. All the artists that provided their tracks to the Rilla Radio. Come check out Rilla Radio's featured artist of the week at 4forrilla.com/Rilla Radio.
Once again, guys, always submit your music to the all new Rilla Radio Show Monday nights at 7 p.m. And now you're sealed along with the Rilla featured artist of the week.
Thanks, Nate. Tonight's Rilla featured artist of the week is Anthony Gomez from Toronto, Canada. Currently residing right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Great stuff, guys. Great blues musician here. Tonight here on the Rilla Radio, Anthony Gomez is a familiar face to anyone following the modern blues scene. He has been carving out his own space as an unapologetically rock-influenced bluesman and songwriter since first coming into the national attention in the late 1990s. Gomez's new record, Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars, is the culmination of a life spent honoring blues traditions while never losing sight of his own identity. He is that rare artist that able to take the zen simplicity of blues music, fuse it with the rush of rock and roll, and write memorable new songs that exist somewhere between creative geniuses Willie Dixon and Billy Gibbons. He stands in the ground as a creative artist, not a derivative history lesson, and is eager to push the blues back into the mainstream. It's Anthony Gomez bringing you the blues and keeping it real here on the Rilla Radio tonight. And here's your Rilla Radio feature track of the week. Anthony Gomez, Come Down.
Kingdom has no king. There's no one here that can wear your crown. Come down from heaven, we be king, come down. Fly on down on an angel's wing. Tell Lucille it's time to sing. In this mess world, we need you back around. Come down from heaven, BB King, come down. Paying dues, we keep on giving, having the blues. We need you back, back on earthly ground. Come down from heaven, BB King, come down. I've been praying to the good Lord, to the apostles too. Saints and the angels, give us back the King of the Blues.
Congratulations to Anthony Gomez, our featured artist of the week. I want to say thanks for submitting and sharing your tracks with us. We look forward to listening to your music here on the Rilla Radio. Next up, I'm going to hand it over to Nate to cover our weather and sports.
This is your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Now for your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather. The St. Louis Blues got a big win on Saturday as they beat the Maple Leafs by a final score of 4-1. They take on the Winnipeg Jets tonight as the game started at 7 p.m. And for your weather update, right now we're at 62 degrees with a low tonight of 42. Tomorrow we will have partly cloudy skies with a high near 61 and a low of 34. And that's your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Thanks, Nate. Next up, Real Listeners, our newest addition to the show, your Rilla Local News Story, is brought to you by myself and DJ Nate the Great. We are excited to cover our community here with the Rilla Radio and with the local entertainment and events each week. We have our open submissions each week. You can share your news stories, and you can also be featured here, right here on the Rilla Radio on Monday nights. So send in your events and stuff and submissions to us at 4forrilla.com, and we will get it published right here on the Rilla Radio Monday nights. This week's local area Rilla Radio events to get it started, Nate.
All right, guys. This week on Friday, the 26th, is the Phantasmagoria Art Show at the Jacoby Art Center, which is at 627 East Broadway, Nolan. It's at 7 to 11 p.m.
Also Friday, Corks and Collars Wine and Bourbon Tasting at Tony's Restaurant. That's 312 at Pisol Street in Alton, 630 to 10 p.m.
On the next day, on the 27th, the Bon Bon Plot at Jacoby Art Center is being held at the 627 East Broadway in Alton, also is at 8 to 10 p.m.
Sunday, October the 28th, Dog Day, Great Godfrey Maze at the Glazebrook Community Park at 1401 Stamper Lane, Godfrey. It's 1 to 7 p.m. And that, folks, is your Rilla Local News for the week of October 22nd, 2018. Tune in next week for more Rilla Local News and Entertainment by DJ CO1 and Nate the Great.
Thursday evening, $7.99 pork steak. And don't forget on Friday, black and catfish for $8.99.
Question is, should marijuana be legal? You know, Canada just legalized marijuana. Should the United States follow suit? Or do you think Canada is making a big, big mistake? Real listeners, we're going to open up the phone line here at the show at 314-310-1832. Give us a call. We're going to play a quick tune here and check the phone lines. Give us a call. Share your opinion. Should marijuana be legal? We got a quick awesome track right here by Greta Van Fleet, When the Curtain Falls.
We'll be right back.
opinion question is, should marijuana be legal? We have our caller in tonight. We have Craig on the line one here. How are we doing? Good evening, Craig.
Good evening.
Good to hear from you, Craig. The real opinion question tonight is, should marijuana be legal? What is your opinion on legalizing marijuana, Craig?
Well, I believe it should be legal. Canada went for it. The United States, you can only benefit from it. If you look at, compared to alcohol, alcohol is far by worse than any marijuana that I have ever smoked. I can tell you that much. And if they don't want to legalize, at least take it off the top ring of up there with heroin and cocaine. At least take it out of that category because it doesn't belong there.
Yeah, you know,
not if you're going to use it as medical purposes.
I totally agree with you, Craig. You know, filling all these prisons up here with a bunch of potheads is not the answer. So there's a lot of other time that our patrols and force can be out spending time on the streets helping others instead of.
Oh yeah.
And they're doing that now. I realize that they're just writing citations for small amounts, and that's good because, you know, I mean, hell, when we were kids. You had a bag of pot, you were spending 4 or 5 hours in the jail, and they were filling out tons of paperwork. It was so, like, even back then, it was just hilarious, I thought. Yeah. It was just like, you know, come on, man, we're not some junkies, man. We were having a little party, 18 years old, you know. Yeah, Craig, that's a good point on the legalization of marijuana, you know, and I agree with the... They could tax it and make a ton of revenue. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, the revenue would be there. At first, of course, it, like anything else, it's going to have a rush on it. But then it'll taper down to ones that use it and are going to be either avid at it or do it every now and then. You're not going to have a big issue where people are just going to go off the rails with it. I don't see the real problem. The problem is where it is legal and where it isn't legal, you got people trying to transport to those places that don't have it.
Yeah, that's the big case now. Do you think that Canada made a big mistake, or do you think they're ahead of us? What do you think on that topic?
No, they showed that it can work, and they had to be proven, because the federal government, it's got so many problems that they're not gonna do nothing. It's gonna sit idle. States took on their own way, and they have that right to, and stuff. And others should follow. And as time goes along, you'll find that the younger politicians step in and start really seeing for what it is, and they get more data. I would probably in another 5-6 years, you'll see it really spreading state to state.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, Craig, I appreciate you calling in tonight on the Rilla Radio, and we appreciate your opinion, and spread the word and hope maybe one day.
Let me put on.
Hey, no problem. Thanks so much, Craig. Keep it Rilla. You know, Nate, this day and age, I agree with many medical benefits and uses. It's time to legalize it for sure.
I'm with you and Craig.
There's so many. Uses for it.
You could have a medical benefit, you know, not everybody, but, you know, some people, you know, I've seen over the years, they could have medical benefits for it, you know, and, you know, like you say, you know, if you legalize, you can put taxes on, which could help the economy. If you, you know, look at, you know, I'm just looking at things I've seen, I'm not saying it's 100% true, you know, but if you see what Colorado has done, you know, since they've legalized, you know, they tax it, you know, and it goes to their state, you know, they're probably, you're not in debt like Illinois is. Imagine if Illinois put marijuana as marijuana legal, because we're in most debt more almost anybody in the United States.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just not worth wasting the taxpayer dollars to arrest a bunch of potheads.
Yeah, I'd rather, like you said, go for heroin, crystal meth, and all the bad crap.
There's way too many other crimes that need attention.
You want to smoke pot, smoke pot.
Hey, it's on your own time. You're going to go home and drink a beer or whatever, you know. Well, real listeners, we appreciate you listening, and our caller Craig there. We're going to get to our second topic of the day, our Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Now you're messing with the OG. Now you're messing with the OG. You are the Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Rilla Member of the Day, yo.
Congratulations, you're the Team Rilla Member of the Day.
DJ Nate the Great for Team Rilla Member of the Day. Yeah, buddy.
Sign up today at 4forrilla.com to be your next Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Congratulations to Alex Garson, as he is the Team Rilla Member of the Day. Me and DJ CO1 want to say thanks for listening to the Rilla Radio Show. Sign up today, guys, to be the next Team Rilla Member of the Day at 4forrilla.com. And now here's CO1 with the Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day after this message.
Modify Auto Incorporated, 618-251-8255 for all your window tinting, chrome starts, and car auto. Yeah, buddy.
Modify for nothing is what you need.
Suspect says, take down the court's Robert E. Lee portrait at the courthouse. Yeah, well, you want to hear about this one, real listeners? Look behind the judge presiding over the circuit court courtroom in Louisa County, Virginia, and you'll be a large portrait of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. And that's a problem, according to a man set to be tried for murder in that very room. The Richmond Times reports Darcell Nathaniel Murphy's lawyer last Monday filed a 12-page motion asking that his trial for the March 2016 shooting death of Kevin Robinson not take place in that courtroom containing images that could be interpreted as glorifying, memorializing, and otherwise endorsing the efforts of those who fought on behalf of the Confederate cause of its principles. Wow, hey. I don't know. That's just pretty ridiculous to me. Who cares what's on the wall? It's called justice, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, if you want to get Rilla, that's a general from the Confederate, which was Southern Heritage, which they, too, were for fellow other, don't matter, white or black or whatever color you were.
Purple, pink, blue,
they
whatever.
They were for both all the colors. It was... They were not just about making any color slaves. It was just, that was, I understand slavery. It's abolished. It's over with. We're moving on. But
yeah.
Anyways, we recognize Virginia as a Confederate state. She continues while sounding the alarm over the potential for the community to end up in uproar over a brother's murder, of course. And, you know, this racial stuff gets really ridiculous in the courtrooms these days. And I understand it's a huge topic, and hey, everybody's got their right, but I think just because of portrait on the wall, that's pretty ridiculous, yeah. Man. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll announce our fourth topic of the day. I got a quick track right here by the Black Cadillac Kings, Baby Loves My Hot Rod.
Way she lives. tracks to love.
By the Black Cadillac Kings. And now we're here to talk about our fourth topic, the Rilla Chump of the Day.
The Rilla Chump of the Day. The Rilla Chump of the Day. Rilla Chump. Rilla Chump. Rilla Chump. Rilla Chump. Rilla Chump of the Day.
Here's your Rilla Chump of the Day. A man in the state of Kansas got in trouble because he was the only person in the room with clothes on. Yep, that's the facts, folks. 25-year-old Tommy had robbed a liquor store and fled the scene with witnesses chasing him down. He had a mask on, so he thought, you know, he was good. No one noticed who he was, you know, anything like that. As he ran inside another building for cover, he came to the realization that the building he ran into was a nudist resort and spa. And it was easily spotted by the witnesses because, unfortunately, you know, he was the only one with clothing on. And that, folks, is your Rilla Chump of the Day. After this ad, our next topic of the day.
Grab my.
Hey, real listeners, if you're out on the bike run or do the poker run, you're on for a cold one, head up under the J-Post Bar. Daily specials are Sunday, $1.50 cans.
And Monday, you got yourself a $1.50 real drinks.
Tuesday, $2 domestic beer.
Wednesday is a $2 domestic beers.
Thursday, $3 vodka bombs. And J-Bo?
Yeah, bud.
J-Bo?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to the fifth topic of the day, the Rilla Intriguing Story of the Day.
Yeah, bud.
Final preparations are underway for the launch of a joint mission by the European and Japanese space agencies to send twin probes to Mercury. The Ariane 5 rocket is scheduled to lift the uncrewed spacecraft into orbit from the French Guiana shortly before midnight Friday, the start of a 7-year journey to the solar system's innermost planet, which is only slightly larger than the Earth's moon and has a massive iron core with as little as is known about it still. The European Space Agency says the $1.5 billion mission is one of the most challenging in its history. Mercury's extreme temperatures, the intense gravity pull of the sun, and blistering solar radiation makes for one hellish of conditions. I was watching videos, Nate, over the week on this, and it's like, you know, the speed of Mercury is so much faster than what the rate of Earth is. So to get just, you had to get the spaceship and that and the speed of the orbit just to get to land on it. Otherwise, you'll crash, and then you're dealing with temperatures way up. I had to look, 806 degrees Fahrenheit on the facing of the side to negative 292 degrees in Mercury's shadow. So you're messing around with some crazy stuff.
Big stuff over there.
Yeah, because I know the last one I read over the week, it crashed, and it was, you know, you're talking about millions of dollars. And I tell you what, it's very fascinating to see the all the stuff that's going on with astronomy, and the NASA is back up and running, and it's very intriguing to me. And that, folks, is the really intriguing story of the day. We're going to get to sum it up tonight with our sixth and final story of the day after these messages. Yes, I got Nate again. I get him on these scary stories of the plane rides every week right here on the Rilla Radio.
The Rilla airplane story of the day.
Yeah, the Rilla scary airplane story of the week. Severe turbulence. At least 15 passengers injured. Yep, there's turbulence, and then there's turbulence. Passengers, the crew aboard the Arlene's Artigas flight 1303 experienced the latter Thursday during a flight from Florida to Argentina. The Miami Herald reports 15 of the 192 passengers aboard were injured. Suffering blows and bruises due to the sudden movements during the severe turbulence. So here we are, Nate. We're in the plane.
Here we are, yeah.
And you're going, attention, attention, folks. We're hitting some turbulence. And then, like, 3 minutes later,
and then your
the air masks come down. You start getting a headache. You can't breathe. Everybody's freaking out. Nate's like,
I'm passed out.
He's passed out, he says.
Not knowing what's going on.
And then he wakes up, and he's hearing the real scary story of the day. And that, folks, is your real scary story of the day. Nate wakes up in a scary plane, and it is going down. Yes, sir. We want to thank everyone for listening today. Tune in next Monday, October 29th, 2018, for the next Rilla Radio Show. Until then, have a really great week, everybody!